Ready?
Our evening began in Peter Seychelles' comfortable study in his New York townhouse.
No sleep till
Brooklyn! Yeah! Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, it's that end. From the Battery to the top of Manhattan.
Yo, rope!
Why, hello there, everyone. My name is Jim Shear, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Brouhaha. On today's episode, we will be chatting with Stephen Smith, not the former NBA basketball player, not the NBA analyst Stephen Smith, not the Carolina Panthers Steve Smith or the New York Giants Steve Smith, but the music video host Stephen Smith. And you may remember him from such classics like Steven's Untitled Rock Show, The Weekly Riff, The Daily Download, Number One Countdown, just to name a few. And since he is a music video host in the industry, also known as a VJ, and I am a music video host, and this is a Beastie Boys podcast, then it only makes sense that we talk about Beastie Boys music videos today. And that will happen a little bit later on. But I want to start the show by thanking all of you for listening to the first ever episode of The Brouhaha. And on our main site, thebrouhaha.podbean.com, we even have 7 comments under our first episode. One of those was mine, but still, 7 comments. And in my year and 3 months of blogging professionally, I never had a blog post that had 7 comments. So we are already ahead of the game, and I have you to thank for that. I would also like to thank everyone who emailed us over at beastiepodcast@gmail.com. Someone suggested that we play a weekly Beastie Boys remix. I like the idea, but let me break it down like this. In my hand, I hold the Beastie Boys' So What You Want maxi single, and I'm going to go off on a quick side tangent. Besides the music video, So What You Want, this is the only other place where you will hear the single version of So What You Want. And yes, kiddies, the album version and the single version differ slightly. For example, in the album version, you will hear this. Like an instrumental break. In the single version, you will hear this. Huh? I call that more hook for your buck. And I like that version better. Like, I like having the extra So What You Want. Also, in the album version, the Beastie Boys swear. They say, illest, mother, from here to Gardenia. Oh, and just so all of you know, I'm going to try my best not to swear on the Brouhaha. Just in case, you know, there's a kid named Johnny, say, listening in Ohio on his laptop, and his mom walks into his bedroom, and she hears F-bombs and S-bombs, and she's like, you're not allowed to listen to the Brouhaha anymore! And I don't want that to happen. I want to educate the kiddies. So I'm not going to censor myself. I'm just going to try my best not to swear. Although, who knows? It could, you know, one could fly from time to time. So anyway, on the album version of So What You Want, the Beastie Boys swear. On the single version, they do this. And I love that. And what I love about that is that Mike D plays to it in the music video, and he cocks his head back. And when I was a youngster, I always thought that that was a part of the song. And then when I listened to the Check Your Head LP, I was like, oh, they were just bleeping out a naughty word. So I'm a fan of the single version over the album version, and that is my side tangent. Now to my main point. On this maxi single, not only do you get the single version of So What You Want, but you get three additional remixes. You get the Soul Assassin remix version of So What You Want, the Butt Naked version, and the All The Way Live freestyle version. And I was happy with just having three remixes and an alternate take of So What You Want. So let's fast forward to the late 1990s. Beastie Boys put out Hello Nasty. Our good friend Professor D sends me a stack of CDs. And in my possession, I own probably 140 different remixes of Intergalactic. And oddly enough, my favorite one is a version called Disco Galactic. And if you've never heard, take a quick listen. Always a party starter, Disco Galactic. And I don't know who created that, but good work on Disco Galactic. So let's fast forward to 2010. We're not talking three remixes of So What You Want. We're not even talking 150 different remixes of Intergalactic. We are talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of remixes from the Beastie Boys. Not only from their singles, but from album tracks as well. And we live in an age where the Beastie Boys, they're putting acapellas on their website. Kids have laptop computers. Kids have easy access to dope beats and loops. And anyone could create a Beastie Boys remix. Some are good. Some are not so good. And to the kiddies out there making remixes, you gotta match up the BPM of the acapella with the freaking instrumental. If not, it's a mess. So, long story short, even though I went through the long story, if you have made a dope Beastie remix, or if you have heard one and you want me to play it on the Brouhaha, then send me the MP3 over at beastiepodcast@gmail.com. Because I unfortunately don't have time to listen to thousands of Beastie Boys remixes. I have a day job and 20 different side projects to work on. Thank you. When we come back, we will be chatting with Sir Stephen Smith about Beastie Boys music videos. Don't you go nowhere.
Guarantee we bring the brouhaha.
We'll get your brouhaha.
Thing about doing stunt work is safety first. I learned that from Burt Reynolds himself, because if you're not going to be safe, you're not going to be careful with the people around, the people who are in the vicinity watching you do a manly stunt, and you might hurt somebody.
The Brew, ha 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 ha
ha. We are back on the Brew, ha ha, now joined by Sir Stephen Smith.
Oh, you didn't know I was knighted.
I actually knighted you.
It's true. You used a big lighter. I thought it was going to be a big pen, but, you know, if you want to set my shoulders on fire, it's all up to you.
I think you deserve to be knighted.
Thanks. I like to actually pronounce it phonetically. I like the term knigget.
What?
Yes, if you pronounce the K, and then the I, then the G, the T. Basically, you're saying it's sideways. I learned this from watching Monty Python, The Holy Grail. That's what the French guy calls the knights. He calls them silly English kniggets.
Okay, I gotcha. Now, keep in mind that during this little we're going to do a couple segments, actually. I may not be as quick as you, so you may have to explain a couple things.
No, you have a lot of buttons to push. I think the way podcasts work, if I'm correct, it's a larger machine with the letters B-E-T-A on it, and you have to hit play and record at the same time, right?
That's if you were not dealing with a low-budget system.
Fair enough.
So, but let's explain who you are. For those that don't know, this is Stephen Smith, host of Stephen's Untitled Rock Show, The Weekly Riff, The Daily Download, Number One Countdown. Any other
shows
that I'm forgetting?
Most people haven't seen.
I would disagree. Steven's Steven's Untitled Rock Show had a nice following.
We had a good bit going on there. We did a whopping 700 episodes.
That's a lot.
It was very exciting.
You're not on for 700 episodes if people aren't watching.
Well, you know, it also depends on who's in charge. At that time, many people were changing who was in charge, so we snuck in under the radar.
Okay. How many years have you been a music video host?
Seven.
Ooh, okay.
Seven up to this very year.
Now, what's going on now?
Ending in December.
So what's going on now? What's going on now in your life?
Oh, let's see. I've been working on this lawn that I have. I've been trying to grow grass, actual grass that you walk on, and I learned that fertilizer, if used in excess, acts as napalm.
Whoa.
And actually kills your lawn. So it's been a learning experience.
You also told me that James Cameron has been called on to fix the oil leak in the Gulf.
Yeah, I'm involved in Obama's ecological administration, and I saw Avatar, and I think he's feeling really guilty about killing all those digital trees. So I suggested to at the time Cal Penn was actually working for Obama, but he left to go do the Harold and Kumar Christmas movie.
and they killed him off house too.
Yeah, they killed him off in the most upsetting way ever. Like even I was like, "But that's sad."
He committed suicide,
and nobody saw it coming.
So what I want everyone to know out there, if there's any music video channels hiring, because as we know, there are many. Well, no, there's not many music video channels. But if anyone is hiring, Steven is keeping up to date on current events.
Yes, yes, definitely. You can find me at stevensmithofficial.com. That's a website I made myself. As I say on the website, don't judge.
Yes, and we work in a dying industry.
Yeah, there's not many of us left, Jim.
Because a couple years ago, I was out of work, and I was on your show, and now you're out of work, and you're on my low-budget podcast.
Which is very cool that you have the impetus to do this kind of thing.
Yes.
I must take a page out of your book. I need everyone to know the type of person Jim Shear is. I have yet to meet a producer, a crew member, anyone from any channel who has bad things to say about him. Jim will remember your favorite ice cream if he meets you once. Favorite band, and he will make you a mixtape accordingly.
Ah, not all of that true, but thank you for the compliment, Steven.
Oh, it is true. I've heard from many people about the ice cream thing.
And let me just say that if you were not a decent human being, you would not be on the Brouhaha.
And what a great name, Brouhaha.
Brouhaha, a track off the Beastie Boys' To the Five Boroughs album.
Word.
Before we start, I'm going to point out that your favorite band is Jawbreaker.
Jawbreaker, favorite band of all time.
And the reason I point that out is to all the stone throwers of the internet world, Steven is not as obsessed. Well, I'm not obsessed. I tell everyone I'm a big fan, but I will know the little Beastie nuggets that you may not know. So just take into consideration that Steven's favorite band, Jawbreaker, not the Beastie Boys.
No, but Beastie Boys are definitely in my top 20 of favorite bands.
And we have taken in a Beastie Boys concert together before.
Yes, well, taken in the way that I was not working at the Voodoo Fest years ago and followed Jim, who was working, up onto the stage and had more fun watching the Beastie Boys than I had watching the Beastie Boys.
Well, it was always my dream in life, because I remember watching the Tibetan Freedom concerts on TV, and I always saw the people watching from the side of the stage, and I thought, one day, I'm going to watch the Beastie Boys from the side of the stage. And that was actually the first time that I ever saw the Beastie Boys from the side of the stage, hence all the excitement.
What a biblical experience we had watching you watch that. That was wonderful. Yeah. I've seen them a bunch. I saw them at Coachella years ago, which was a concert they still talk about because it was so windy that the records were getting blown off Mixmaster Mike's turntables, and he would actually catch them in midair and slam them back down.
It's tough playing in the elements.
Yeah, especially in the desert. At night.
Yes, in the desert, and Coachella is sort of like the kickoff to the festival season, so many bands aren't in playoff form at that point in time.
No, they joked about it. And my favorite thing about the Beastie Boys is if there's something goes wrong, they keep going. They're not afraid to stop and start over. They'll keep things a cappella. They'll comment that they need to change the needles. They'll do whatever, and I just love that. It's like bringing, you know, old school DIY to a big, huge arena.
They roll with it.
Word.
And before we start, you have one up on me because you have interviewed the Beastie Boys more recently than I have.
Oh, yeah, at Bonnaroo.
I believe a year ago from today, around the same time.
Yes, Bonnaroo. It was exceptional. They were, I forgot about that. I think I was just too nervous the entire time I was talking to them. They didn't take one iota of the interview seriously. They answered none of the questions with truth, and it was better than I could have expected.
Well, that's the thing. I've interviewed them, I'm trying to think, 3 or 4 times. You don't get a serious answer unless they're talking about someone else's music. But when they talk about their music, just forget it. And you can even plan on side tangents, but they will go off into places you don't even imagine.
No, they take it to new levels. And my favorite thing was, you know, what I think I asked the question, what do your fans, you know, like most about you, or something, you know, generic icebreaker, we call them, and I think MCA said hygiene.
Yeah. Do you remember any other witty comments from the Beastie Boys during that interview?
That specific one, no. I did have a really neat experience way back when I worked for the company that you presently work for, VH1.
Yes.
I was interviewing, I was working my first ever red carpet, which is a lot more fun than people make them out to be. You think they're just a big rip-roaring pain in the ass, but to be the guy standing there with the microphone, you've done it. It's actually a lot of fun, and it goes really quickly because the whole thing is so silly.
Yes.
And if you embrace how ridiculous it is. But this was for a movie called Crossroads starring Britney Spears.
Uh-huh. I know where you're going with this, too.
Directed by?
Tamra Davis.
Tamra Davis, the wife of Mr. Michael Diamond.
Yes.
So she was walking by, and at the time, I think she was pregnant. And she was getting interviewed. And as I was interviewing her, I noticed that just, you know, walking along behind, you know, not talking to anybody, was her husband. So me, being the constant professional, I started shouting at the top of my lungs, Mike D, what's going on? What are you doing? Are you writing a record? What's happening? And he came over and he was like, calm down. He was like, hey, hi, I like yoga. Always amazes me with no matter how many people you interview in your career, if that is indeed your job, when you see someone that you're a fan of, you just turn that little 13-year-old boy all over again.
Yep. And like I said, I've interviewed them multiple times. And each time I'm like, I'm not going to get nervous. I'm not going to get the butterflies. And then they're standing there in front of me. I'm like, crap.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. But you know what? You know what, Steven? The day we don't have those butterflies is the day we should probably give this up.
I concur wholeheartedly.
Yes. So you know what? We are going to take a quick break right now.
Yay.
We're gonna settle into the Beastie mind frame, and we will talk about the best Beastie videos of all time, but we will do it in a way that may surprise you. So don't you go anywhere. You are listening to the Brouhaha.
Aha.
I understand that, you know, maybe Mike is, you know, you have a preference to Mike for some reason, and you wanted to shoot Mike more and use Mike more in this film, you know, and I'm a band member, there's 3 of us, but whatever, if it's your, you know, vision, if that's what you call it, you know, maybe we just do things differently in New York, but, you know, however you say.
Let's say I'm the world's greatest taxidermist. I stuff the bear, I stuff the elk, and I pose them in natural wooden settings. I have 2 things at the Museum of Natural History.
I get it.
So what I'm saying is you are the bear of a bitch I stuff.
Dead animal.
We are back on the Brouhaha, chatting with Sir Stephen Smith.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Let's talk Beasties. We are not going to have a proper 1 through 10, what are the best Beastie Boys videos countdown. What we are going to do, we are going to have 10 categories. We'll trade off back and forth. And we will say, what is the favorite video of each category?
Correct.
And if you didn't understand that explanation, it will all make sense in about 5 seconds.
Jim put together these categories, and they are awesome and well thought out.
And I changed one last night, and I emailed you, so hopefully you got that email.
Oh, I have.
Okay. First category, best special effects. And I will begin. Beastie Boys have had many special effects in their videos, whether it be Intergalactic, the thermal cam in So What You Want, the dancer in the Jimmy James video, two heads falling off. In there's one, a head that falls off in No Sleep Till Brooklyn, a head that falls off in Body Movin'. But my favorite special effect of all of the Beastie Boys videos is the effect that they did in the Right Right Now Now video filmed in Times Square, where they had sort of this, they had a circle of cameras, and whenever the Beastie Boys would jump, they would freeze the jump in midair, and then they would go to each take of the camera, and they would have like a 360 view of the leap. And that effect, many of you may know, that was incorporated in their live show from To the Five Boroughs. So Right Right Now Now wins Best Special Effects for me. Steven, it's your turn.
Oh, that's a good one. I wish I'd thought of that. I'm actually going to change mine because I had a backup. Because you brought up my favorite special effect, which, of course, is MCA's head getting cut off and Body Movin'. It fills me. I love the entire way they shot that video. We're going to talk more about that. So my backup is actually the rotoscoping from Shadrach.
Nice.
I like rotoscoping. It's very simple to do. It's been going on for, you know, since people started making cartoons and things. It's just really drawing over the artwork that you have. And they do this really cool washed, like almost watercolor. That it looks like it's like two versions of art clashing. It's, you know, like early hip hop from their, you know, amazing sophomore record. And it's as if Manet threw up on a subway car.
Yep. That's a good one. And now, because I always say the Beastie Boys are ahead of the learning curve, the Beastie Boys were doing that long before the Charles Schwab commercials. Category number two, best character. And as you know, there have been many characters in the Beastie Boys music videos over the years.
So many characters. And Sabotage in itself is just chock full.
Packed,
you
with
know,
them.
So, from Coach East to Lord Wallace, I mean, all of them. I do indeed love the scientist in Intergalactic, but during my research, going back and checking out older Beastie Boys videos, as I am a fan, I noticed a theme specifically off of Paul's Boutique and their videos involving cats. Cats take on a very specific nature. Maybe it was cats in the neighborhood, cats, you know, living in the house. But on the Shake Your Rump video, there's a cat just riding around on a turntable.
Mm-hmm.
And that cracks me up. Therefore, my favorite character is the cat on the turntable in Shake Your Rump.
Wow. Unexpected. Now, that's in Shake Your Rump, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I was, yeah, for some reason I'm thinking Shake Your Rump or Looking Down the Barrel of a Gun.
There is a cat in Looking Down the Barrel of a Gun, and it's the fisheye lens again.
Okay.
And not the fisheye, the iris effect.
Yes.
And it's an orange cat that they chase going outside.
All right. So you're going cat on turntable as the best character in a Beastie Boys music video.
I also fall into best cameo.
And we do not have that category today. So if we did, the cat would go home with two awards.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Double.
So my best character, like you said, so many good characters in Sabotage. Body Movin', full of characters. Intergalactic, Sasquatch. I mean, he was a huge character off the Triple Trouble video. To check it out, I love the Ad Rock playing the New York tourist taking the picture. Lauren Green in To Check It Out. I love the fact that Ad Rock plays Vic Colfari, that plays Bobby the Rookie, that dresses up as a bellhop in Sabotage. But my favorite character, I should say the best character, because that's what the category is. He has appeared in two Beastie Boys music videos, also appeared on 120 Minutes when the Beastie Boys were pushing Ill Communication. Much like your name, Sir Stephen Smith, Sir Stuart Wallace.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Love that guy.
And I'd love to see him in another music video. We move on to our third category. I will go first in this one. Best dance move.
Yes.
Ooh. And there's been plenty of dancing in Beastie Boys music videos. Mike D breaks out some good ones in Alive, some good ones in Sure Shot. Once again, the girl in Jimmy James.
Yes.
Mike D with the butt pads in Shake Your Rump.
Always good.
Break Dancing Robot, the Sasquatch doing the figure eight with his hands in Triple Trouble. But my favorite dance moves of all time, maybe the simplest dance moves the Beastie Boys bust out in a music video, the dance moves at the end of So What You Want.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just flailing the arms and kicking up the legs. So simple, but so cool.
Years before clumping, always ahead of their time.
Once again, the Beastie Boys always ahead of the learning curve. Steven, your favorite dance moves?
Very simple. They name check it in the video. They name check it in the song. They demonstrate it very quickly. I believe Underground in Tokyo, also known for the Flintstone Flop.
Ah, the Flintstone Flop.
Favorite dance move. They're even cool enough to do a callback to something from a cartoon from decades prior.
Yep.
The Flintstone Flop. Big fan.
And they've referenced Fred Flintstone before.
Oh, yeah. Fred Flintstone driving around with both feet.
Ah, you're good. We move on to our next category. Number four, most ambitious music video. And you are up first on this one.
Yes. This video was ambitious in the way that it was shot by, I believe, His Honor Nathaniel Hornblower. And they took stock footage from an old film. I believe the film is... Well, at the end of the video, it just shouts Diabolique, but they shot it in Technicolor, which is a very specific way for film to be shot. In fact, it's all on film. So in the digital age, they threw back, and they combined old secret agent footage with a man trying to steal fondue. Body moving, most ambitious video. And please correct me if I'm incorrect, Jim, because I think you know the answer. For that video, was that the Fatboy Slim Norman Cook remix?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
The only time the Beastie Boys put out a music video using someone else's remix other than their own.
Yes.
Which, so I was shocked at first. I was like, whoa, they're giving like Fatboy Slim the praise on this one. No pun intended. And, you know, I think they grew to like the remix, and that's why they used it. Steven, believe it or not, because I have all of my categories written down, body moving, most ambitious music video.
Digital high five right here.
Digital high five. Great minds think alike. Mm-hmm. I didn't think Sabotage was very ambitious because the Beastie Boys love dressing up. So it's just like dressing up as 70s cops, hanging out in California. I thought Sure Shot was more ambitious because they actually shot in a casino, which they weren't allowed to do. So I think Spike Jonze was just kind of holding the camera at his side while they walked through a casino. Open Letter, I thought, was somewhat ambitious, taking all those still photographs and then piecing them together. But you can't beat Body Movin'. And there was a rumor after the Beastie Boys had put out Intergalactic that they were just going to put out like a live performance video of Triple Trouble because they were doing the In the Round tour. So they did this Technicolor reimagination of Diabolique while they were out on tour, and they did it in Technicolor. And yes, most ambitious music video. I agree. Body moving.
I was very close to choosing Shake Your Rump solely because of the way they had the cameras set up and jumped around and just kind of let the video happen.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You can actually see the process going on, and I like that. But Body Movin' is just a culmination of, you know, all their creativity put together.
Wow. I wonder if we have any more in common. I guess we'll find out. At number five, and then after this one, we'll take one more break, and then we will get 6 through 10. Number five category, best costume. And I will go first on this one.
Yes.
I mean, you got the costumes in Sabotage, Intergalactic, Body moving. Hey, ladies, check it out. Love the Star Trek costumes. But my favorite costume in any music video is when Mike D, for about a second and a half, dresses up like Shazam in the Alive video.
That's a good one.
And if you listen to the commentary on the Criterion Collection, they joke about a bagel. And then you think to yourself, like, wait, why are they talking about a bagel? And then if you go back to the scene and you freeze it, if you look inside of Mike D's tights, lo and behold, he stuck a bagel in his yellow tights.
You are that guy who went back and freezed.
And I love the fact that he did all this for only like a second or 2 seconds of music video. So that's my favorite costume, Mike D as Shazam.
Wow, that's really, really good.
Your turn.
I'm actually going to be no surprise. My favorite costume, I had to pluralize it because it's just everybody's costumes and body movement.
Ah.
I love what MCA is wearing. I love his reaction. I love the swords. Lots of props. But my favorite is when the hairpiece falls off Mike D as he's plummeting from the plane and he's bald.
And it's...
detail.
It's sad that the Beastie Boys had put out so many great videos before that, because a lot of people forget about Body Movin'. Like, if Body Movin' was the Beastie Boys' first music video, I mean, that could be one of the greatest music videos of all time, but they are victims of their own greatness.
Yeah, it kind of slid in there, you know? It was a moment in time.
Yeah.
And it was so solid, and it fits what people want to see in music videos nowadays, which is a dying art. Is that it's a storyline with the music over top of it.
Yep. And it's all about fondue.
Indeed, and fondue is delicious.
And how about that sexy look that Ad-Rock gives to the camera at the end of the video?
When he licks that spoon, many women wish they were that spoon.
All right, we are going to take one more break, and we will get to categories 6 through 10 when we come back on the Brouhaha.
It's a word that is not really used that much in these days, but I think it really suits me, as well as these guys. It's macho. It's a macho that we have. And how did they used to say it in the kids used to say mucho macho.
Right.
How do you feel about this?
I love sports. I love athletes. I love being a man, but sometimes I love men too.
We have returned on the Brouhaha. Jim Shear along with Sir Stephen Smith.
Mm-hmm.
We are not counting down the best Beastie Boys videos of all time, but we are counting down sort of like the best categories. And
if there were an Academy Award for Beastie Boys videos, these are the categories that they would be chosen. This would be a 3.5-hour broadcast.
That's why you're good at what you do, Stephen. Sometimes
hosted by Billy Crystal.
Oh, man. Does he have to host?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's from New York, so I think it kind of fits. And he's really ornery, and I think that'd be funny to watch them play off that.
Ah, okay. I could see that, them playing off of Billy Crystal.
Oh, literally.
So we have gone through categories 1 through 5. Now we've got categories 6 through 10. I believe you start off the even ones. I start off the odd ones. We're up
Correct.
To number 6, the most underrated Beastie Boys video of all time.
Oh, yes.
Go for it.
Okay. I'm really, really curious to see if this is, in fact, the same one you have.
Okay.
There are so many videos that people don't know, so many videos they've made, you know, over time. But my personal favorite that I've watched over and over and over again, 3 MCs and 1 DJ.
Woo! That was on my short list.
Ah, Mixmaster Mike wearing the Ghostbusters pack, walking down the street, goes down, and it would just the fact that he calls down, you know, he hits the button for them to let him in the building, which, you know, if you live in New York, that's how you get in most buildings. You look on the side, you know, you hit the little buzzer if you don't have a dorm in the building, and they can't move. We don't know why they can't move, but they cannot move.
And
they're frozen in pose. They're posed. He goes down, and it's that. It really has perfected the frozen or stationary cameras that they tried to do in Shake Your Rump. And it just, the editing cut back and forth. I'm curious to see how many versions they cut of that before it happened. And they go back to the pose, and he leaves. like a crusader into the night.
Because he was just a rookie at that point in time. So he wasn't full-fledged. He wasn't allowed to hang out with him at that point.
Not yet. He had to learn. He was basically the Ernie Hudson of the Beastie Boys.
Now, on the DVD commentary, the Beastie Boys say that they went through about 8 takes to get the one that they liked. My most underrated Beastie Boys video, 3MCs was on the short list. Right Now was on the short list. But a video that you don't really hear much about, and I just love the way it was shot. I think the Beastie Boys look so cool in it. And it's the only Beastie Boys music video where they are sort of seriously showcasing their talents on instruments. Because you do see instruments in other music videos like No Sleep Till Brooklyn or So What You Want or Time for Living, although that's a live clip. But this one, it's a proper music video with them playing their instruments. Gratitude, shot in New Zealand.
Oh, dude, I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. Shot New Zealand, but what are they making fun of?
Pink Floyd.
Yes, Pink Floyd where?
Pink Floyd. I knew you were going to ask this. Well, there's scenes where they cut from the wall, right?
It's actually Pink Floyd live at Pompeii.
Ah, all right.
That's how they make fun of the whole thing. It's brilliant. Check out Pink Floyd live at Pompeii if you can stand it.
But you don't need to have seen that to think that Gratitude is a cool music video.
No, it's a brilliant music video. And to be honest, until I started, you know, going and looking at all these videos, I never knew Gratitude was a music video.
And I love the scene where Ad-Rock takes his suede Converse sneaker and he steps down on the distortion pedal.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the wah-wah, but he steps down on a pedal and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's very awesome and simple, and that's the whole point.
Yes, underrated. We have category number 7, coolest piece of clothing in a Beastie Boys video. For me, when the Beastie Boys dress up like in their Sabotage characters or Body Movin', those are costumes.
Yes.
I'm talking like cool B-boy threads. I love the Golf Thrills at Golf Hills shirt that Mike P wears in Sure Shot. It's that green shirt. I also love all of the t-shirts they wear. And just a quick t-shirt story. In Pass the Mic, which was done in 1992, Mike D is wearing a Carolina basketball t-shirt. And I did an MTV2 $2 bill concert in 2004, so this is 12 years after they did Pass the Mic. I was there the night before for the sound check. The Beastie Boys roll in around 11 o'clock at night, and what is Mike D wearing? He is wearing that Carolina basketball t-shirt. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh! I'm like, he still owns it, it's still in pristine condition, and it's not in a vault or a frame somewhere, he is just wearing it for a sound check, which he was probably wearing all day long.
So, just one of his shirts. Not a big deal. Just his.
The thing is, like, those iconic shirts, they should be in a museum somewhere before they get all, you know, they get holes in them and they just fall apart.
I love that he just keeps wearing it.
Keeps wearing it. Anyway, my favorite piece of Beastie Boys clothing in a music video, without question, is Mike D's New York Knicks, Ringer Tee, and So What You Want.
Wow.
Has the classic Knicks logo. You can tell that the rings around the collar and the sleeves a little bit worn out from being washed a bunch. That is my favorite piece of clothing.
Wow. Well, I was looking long and hard because, I was trying to differentiate between costume and looking for the Gratitude video. I didn't realize there was a Gratitude video. I was looking for Gratitude being performed on Late Night with David Letterman back in the day. Couldn't find the clip.
No, that was, they played live at PJ's.
What? You sure?
That was very odd that the Beastie Boys were on Letterman, and instead of playing a single, they played live at PJ's.
Huh.
And then they played Sabotage a couple years later when they were promoting Ill Communication.
Hmm. My God, it's interesting. I'll have to look that up. Well, in doing so, I sincerely thought that they'd done Gratitude. And so then I found the gratitude video, and therein lies my favorite piece of clothing, Ad Rock's hat.
Ah, yep.
Brilliant. a red Kangle, kind of furry.
Yes.
Kind of awesome.
And I tried, in college, I went to like a store at the mall, and there was a hat that kind of looked like that, and I tried to pull it off, and I couldn't.
I can't pull off hats.
Yeah.
Not like them.
And everyone looks cool in that video, like his windbreaker and your jeans and Mike D's sock cap.
Right.
We have the funniest video of all time, category number 8. We all know that the Beastie Boys make funny music videos. They have many, and I'm glad that you're up first on this one, Steven.
Oh, God, this is so hard. So hard. Like how do you get... Funniest video. You know, I mean, we've already talked about 3MC and 1DJ. It's the subtleness of it. Sasquatch. Like, that's absolutely hysterical. That makes the whole video for me. But it goes back, for me, I remember being in high school, and I saw this video, and their album came out, and I remember thinking, because when License to Ill came out, I was young, but I thought it was good, but there was something like, I don't know what they're doing with this record. I get it, but they need to do something. And then the second record came out, and I saw this video, and for me, it just synthesized how awesome they are as musicians, as rappers, as video innovators, and for me, it's got to be Hey Ladies.
Well played.
Has to be. Has to be. Right down to the fact with, you know, I'd really love to do your hair sometime. When they go to, you know, when the audio changes in the water, like, it's just
yes.
consistent. And at that point, they were artists. And I'm one of those people that, you know, I remember hearing it when it came out, but I didn't really listen to the record until years later. You know, in fact, I was listening to Check Your Head before I was listening to Paul's Boutique. So I was not one of those folks who, you know, was like, yeah, let's do Back in the Day. I got them. Nope, no way. I had to go back and revisit and then learn how awesome it was. But I did see Hey Ladies when it first came out on MTV. I was at home, and I loved every second of it. And then they never played it again.
Yeah, it's a shame that that album didn't sell better.
No, but it, you know, it makes it more poetic.
Yes, and I just have to point out, not to rub it in, the first time I listened to Paul's Boutique, and I said this on the last episode of The Brouhaha, I was blown away immediately.
Brilliant.
So that was your funniest video.
Yes.
Okay. Because that, what you just said, we could actually paste that as your best video, too.
There might be similarities.
Okay. All right. The funniest video that I have ever encountered from the Beastie Boys, the only Beastie Boys video that has made me laugh out loud, because many Beastie Boys videos, they make me giggle, but the first time I saw this video, I was actually laughing out loud, was a video that you mentioned, Triple Trouble.
Right.
I mean, so many layers. There's the red carpet event, Sasquatch map questing the Beastie Boys, then Sasquatch making them vegetarian enchiladas, and then the whole dream sequence at the end of the video where they're in Halloween costumes. It was hilarious.
It is brilliant.
All right, so we move on to number 9.
Best
video of all time. And we were kind of throwing our definitions back and forth. And here's what we mean by best. We're talking about production value. We're also talking about the fact that music videos are made to promote a single and an album. So with all of that in consideration, what was the best Beastie Boys music video? Not necessarily your favorite Beastie Boys music video.
And correct. Unfortunately,
I have to start this one off. I would say that Fight for Your Right to Party, Hey Ladies, Sabotage. I mean, back in the day, you got to remember, like, when Fight for Your Right to Party came out, that was a good-looking video.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just, like, you know, the cheesy 1980s mall graphics. That was a good-looking video, and that sold the album because License to Ill sold boatloads. When I see Hey Ladies, that video, to me, is definitive of the Paul's Boutique era, like the Beastie Boys going out to California, dressing up in old 70s clothes, hanging out at discotheques, listening to different music. So to me, that is definitive of the Paul's Boutique era. Unfortunately, as we said earlier, that video did not sell a lot of albums. But if we're talking best, like we're talking buzz and production and selling albums and selling singles and helping the Beastie Boys sell out arenas again, best video has to be Sabotage.
Yep. I have that written right here. I concur. I don't even need to repeat everything you just said. Sabotage just took it to a whole new level. And the history of that song in itself to become the video, I love, because it was an instrumental.
Yeah. Now, and it was originally titled Chris Rock.
I wish they had kept that.
And at first I thought it was about Chris Rock, but I think there was an engineer named Chris. I could be wrong, but I think there was a guy named Chris who used to mill around the studios, and he liked that song that they played. So for a while they just called it Chris Rock. And then, of course, Ad Rock put lyrics to it, and the rest is history. And there was word on the street that they were going to make a Sabotage movie, but that never happened. And how awesome would that have been if the Beastie Boys made an actual Sabotage movie?
Taken awesome to another level. I don't know why they haven't made a movie yet.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe they have, and they just haven't released it. And speaking,
what they did?
I said maybe they have made it, but they just haven't released it. Because supposedly they also recorded an album on a submarine that they haven't released yet.
No.
So I don't know. Once again, they don't give serious answers in interviews, so you never know.
If they have a submarine, they just, you know, rock it to my top 10.
And then finally, on this list of categories, taking a look at Beastie Boys videos, it is your favorite video. Steven, you go first on this one.
Well, everybody knows mine. My description for Hey Ladies takes it to a new level. Hey Ladies is my favorite Beastie Boys video. Though it did not spark me to go out and buy Paul's Boutique, I had to listen to it and its awesomeness many years later. It did stick with me, and I wondered why it never played again on video music television. It sums up everything about the Beastie Boys. Musicianship, sense of humor, cinematic quality, everything tells a story. They don't take themselves seriously, but they take their music seriously. That is what it is for me.
Well put. My favorite Beastie Boys music video of all time, my favorite song of all time, my favorite music video of all time is So What You Want.
Brilliant.
Woo! I mean, I had a moment, one of the moments in my life when I came home from school one day, turned on MTV, and there's these three white guys jumping around in a forest with sock caps and t-shirts and blue jeans and suede sneakers. My jaw dropped, and I thought to myself, if I can't be one of them, then I want to meet them. And I love music, and I want to be part of music, and sign me up. I love these guys. And that was it.
Special video. I remember seeing it for the first time myself, being like, wow, they've done it yet again.
And let me just say that this video is packed with an intangible quality, because I could tell you what I like about the video, and you'd be like, okay, so these guys jumping around the woods wearing sock caps, but what else do you like about it? And I'd be like, I don't know. It's just awesome.
It speaks to you.
It does speak to me. And I think it spoke to a lot of people back in the early 90s.
It's a very specific, like, 90s style. You can look at that and you can see how people were dressing, how people were acting. You know, we remember it. We were there. And it wasn't... It was they were literally alternative. They were on the cusp, doing their own thing, and they've, you know, they're the longest running, most popular hip hop act. That says something.
Yeah. So Steven, thank you very much for joining me today on the Brouhaha, looking back at great Beastie Boys music videos.
Oh yeah.
Sometime down the line, I think we both need to start a professional wrestling podcast.
Easy. Easy done.
Before we go today, who is your favorite professional wrestler of all time?
Wow, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Whoa! Mine too.
What?
The greatest of all time.
Greatest. He's a man. He's a man. He said, you know what? I'm gonna body slam cancer. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Beat cancer. Roddy Piper also had the segment Piper's Pit, so maybe, in a strange way, Roddy Piper inspired us to be on-air personalities.
It would not shock me. I spent many a Saturday afternoon watching Piper's Pit and being angry at him and loving him at the same time.
Yep. So, Steven, I will say goodbye to you in real life, but for right now, I will say goodbye on the podcast end of things. Anything that you would like to add before we cut you off?
Keep doing this, and let's do more of this stuff.
All right.
The camera's going.
Yes, I will invite you back.
Brilliant. Continued success with Brouhaha. To all the Brouhaha fans, the Brouhaha maniacs out there, that's you.
So, for Steven Smith, my name is Jim Shear, and we will see yins later.
Yins, you're so hipster.
That's it, that's all there is. Come on.
Yo, we gonna end it on a 1, 2, 3 note. Are you ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Guarantee we bring the brouhaha.
It's a brouhaha.